Florida lawmakers pass a bill banning balloon releases. A Florida man beat his victim with a coconut after stealing his tricycle. A Florida man held a woman at gunpoint after learning she was transgender. And a Florida man claims his bomb threat was actually flirting at the airport. These are weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News. These weird stories are all from the state of Florida, because on Friday we only do weird news from Florida on Weird AF News. It's called Florida Friday. That's right. Florida Friday, Weird AF News. Let's do it. Florida lawmakers are banning balloons. This is perfect timing. I've been wanting someone to do something about inflation, so they're going to ban balloons. The Florida legislature passed a bill Tuesday banning balloon releases. Oh, not balloons, but balloon releases. You can't release balloons. You often see balloon releases at things like weddings, memorials, and gender reveals. Well, if you're not going to allow balloon releases at gender reveals, how are we supposed to know the genitalia of your incoming child, man? How are we supposed to know if it's a boy part or a girl part if we don't allow the balloon releases? You guys know how it goes. They release a blue balloon or a pink balloon. Just for once, I'd love to see them release like a bunch of red balloons and be like, just kidding, an abortion. Oh, that's so dark. That's so dark. I apologize. It's Friday, Jonesy. How about a little levity? Okay. So this thing is called House Bill 321. They always got to give it a catchy name. And it passed with a vote of 102-9. Wow. They really want to ban balloon releases in Florida. But if you ban the balloon releases, what are the dolphins going to use for condoms? Because I think they use discarded balloons that they find in the ocean. If it doesn't get caught in their blowhole, they use it for condoms. No, I really support this because it endangers wildlife for sure, and it's a lot of pollution. As someone that loves animals and hates gender reveal parties and static electricity, I totally support the banning of balloon releases. Now, if only Florida could get their act together and start banning public male genitalia in Walmart parking lots, that'd be very helpful, because there's a lot of that going on. This bill would make the intentional release of balloons illegal, so accidental balloon release not illegal. So let's just say you're a little kid at Disney and you got a balloon and then you accidentally, oh, there it goes. You won't be thrown in jail. That's good to know. And they're classifying this as a non-criminal littering infraction. The bill cites the wildlife and environmental dangers from balloons as motivation for this bill. Yeah. How woke of Florida, huh? This is so unlike Florida to be so woke. I have a feeling there's something else going on behind it. Did DeSantis see a gay couple release some balloons and was like, not on my watch? Balloons are gay. Here's a quote from this bill. It says, balloons take years to break down and often end up in waterways or the ocean where they can be swallowed by marine animals. That's right. This is exactly why California banned the plastic straw years ago. Everybody laughed at us too. Oh, you guys banning plastic straws because that turtle was found with a plastic straw stuck in its snout. Ha ha ha. You're so woke. You're so woke. And now look what Florida's doing, huh? Huh? You're so woke, Florida. You're so woke right back at you, bro. Now it says here, according to the bill, anyone who takes part in or organizes a balloon release would face a $150 fine for littering. But how do you trace the balloon back to the bad guys is what I'm wondering. You know, how do you, in other words, how do you enforce it? There's going to be a bunch of citizens arrests. Little girl, you're in trouble. I just saw you release a couple balloons. Oh, it says here, children age 6 and under are exempt from the rule. So that's the workaround to that. I mean, this all seems like a nice gesture and all, but I mean, at the end of the day, how do you enforce it? And it's awfully strange that Florida's doing such things when they have all these other problems. I mean, right now in Florida, you have radioactive roads and a complete measles outbreak at schools, and they're banning balloon releases. Just seems strange to me. But then again, I can never apply reason to what's going on in Florida. A tricycle thief beat a victim with a coconut at a Florida Winn-Dixie. That's just a lovely title that should be on t-shirts and bumper stickers. Tricycle thief beats a victim with a coconut at a Florida Winn-Dixie. You guys know what a Winn-Dixie is? It's a supermarket chain. I've never been, but I guess it's probably like the Ralph's of Florida. So you guys know Ralph's? That's what we have in Los Angeles. It's kind of the crappy supermarket. Anyways, I've gone off the rails already. A man, a Florida man, we have to assume it's a Florida man because it's Florida Friday. A Florida man confronted a suspect who stole his tricycle outside of a Florida Keys Winn-Dixie. Nice to know that Florida men are riding tricycles down there. Oh, can't handle the two wheels. Oh, not when I'm on the meth and the booze. I'm on the malt liquor. Give me my three wheels. Can't handle the two wheels today. I just love to imagine a bunch of drunk idiots riding around in tricycles down in Florida. Okay, so this guy confronted a suspect who stole his tricycle. Unfortunately, he wound up on the wrong end of a coconut. He was struck by a coconut. It's quite the weapon. I guess it's better than a handful of iguanas. Those are sharp. Now, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Amado Dominguez Quevedo, age 59, also bit the victim during the coconut beating. There's a lot going on here, guys. We got tricycles. We got clearly malt liquor and meth. We got some biting and a coconut assault. This guy's facing multiple criminal charges. Deputies were called to the Winn-Dixie at 3 p.m. Yeah, just middle of the day. Normal Florida Winn-Dixie behavior. It states that the fight ensued after a man confronted Domingo for stealing his tricycle, which the victim had bought on Amazon for $260. That's a very important feature of it. In case you guys are wondering what adult tricycles go for these days, I mean, I'm assuming it's an adult tricycle. I don't see a photo of it. Then again, I would have to see a photo of the tricycle and then another object in the picture to give me an idea on what the size of the tricycle would be. Is it a kiddie tricycle or an adult tricycle? But anyways, this is what a tricycle goes for on Amazon, $260. I don't know why they put that in here. How much was the coconut, I wonder? Was Dominguez Quevedo became violent soon after, wielding a coconut and striking the victim in the head with the coconut repeatedly. Man, imagine getting whacked in the head repeatedly by a coconut-wielding Florida man. In addition to the multiple head bashings by a solid fruit, the victim was also bit several times, the report states. Several times. Deputies say the victim was hurt in the attack, but not seriously. Well, thank goodness he got away without any serious injuries, being bitten and whacked by a coconut. Thankfully, he didn't get run over by his own tricycle. It says Dominguez Quevedo's belligerence continued as deputies attempted to take him into custody at the Winn-Dixie. Deputies say Dominguez purposely, quote, became limp. All right. Well, this story took a turn. A plot twist. You know, those Florida men at Winn-Dixie's, they're usually a little aroused down there because they're on so many chemicals. This guy became limp. He used his dead body weight. They're talking about dead body weight. You know, when you just kind of become a dead fish. I think that's called the dead fish move, so that no one can lift you or move you. It's helpful during arrests in Winn-Dixie parking lots, I find. He used his dead body weight to obstruct them as they tried to place him inside a patrol car. Oh, it says here, Dominguez then spat in the deputy's face. Oh, Dominguez. He's not going down without a fight. He's doing the dead fish spit in your face act. It says this incident was not Dominguez Quevedo's first time causing trouble at the very same Winn-Dixie. Oh, he's a regular over there. You can find him in the coconut section biting people. According to deputies, on February 4th, he hit a store worker in the face, but that employee declined to pursue charges. See, this is why you never decline to pursue charges against a violent Florida man. Says here, our Florida man, star of the story, Dominguez Quevedo, lives coincidentally, you're not going to believe this, on Coconut Palm Drive. See, it all comes full circle, doesn't it? A Florida man held a woman for ransom in a motel after learning she was transgender. This is a Miami story. They're lovely. Police in Miami arrested a Florida man, they say, held a woman for ransom at gunpoint in a motel room. This was after learning the woman is a transgender individual. We have Joshua DeBarge Lucas, age 34, taken into custody for the alleged kidnapping that took place at the Saturn Motel in Miami. Joshua grew very upset following the completion of a sex act when he learned the victim was transgender, according to the police report. Oh, sounds like Joshua's got a little buyer's remorse after finding out that he was just sexually pleased by a transgender. I'm wondering what occurred during the completion of a sex act. It was a way in which it wasn't completely obvious that this was a transgender. Maybe Joshua had his eyes closed during these feats of strength. I know sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine I'm somewhere else. Okay. It says Joshua allegedly called a friend and together they held the victim at gunpoint. Wait. You called a friend? Hey, man, you got to get over here. I'm in some trouble. What happened, man? Well, I just had a lovely love-making session, but I didn't realize I was making love to someone that I disapprove of. I totally disapprove of this lifestyle, and now I'm in quite a quandary, and I don't know what to do. So if you could get over here and help me, I don't know, maybe we can hold them for hostage for a little while. This is probably going to end well. I don't know how else you deal with this. I mean, I could just walk away, but why do that? Let's get some crime involved. Okay, now the story goes on to describe the Florida man and his friend's plan. This is what they did. They held the transgender person at gunpoint and forced her to send a text message to a friend that read, "Text me." This was at 5 o'clock. When the friend responded with a FaceTime call, Joshua, the Florida man, reportedly went on the phone's camera and demanded $200 from the friend of the transgender, or they would hurt the victim in that motel room. He reportedly told the friend he felt, quote, disrespected by the victim, and further expressed concern that a sexual encounter with a trans woman would violate his beliefs as a Black Hebrew Israelite. Never heard of this, Black Hebrew Israelite. This is a Southern Poverty Law Center designated hate group. Oh, it's a hate group. Okay. A member of a hate group just made sweet love to a transgender. Now, that'll put him in a pickle. Surely. What do I do? This is against my xenophobia. I'm going to have to figure out a way to get through this. I know. We'll get my gun and we'll hold him for ransom. It says here, according to the police, Joshua, the Florida man, told the victim's friend over FaceTime that the pair were high at the time of the sex act, and he only became angry after he sobered up. he said a lot to the victim's friend over FaceTime. Like, can you just tell me how it all went down? Well, I mean, all right. Well, you know, I didn't know this is a transgender person. We were a little high at the time we were making sweet love. You know, I wasn't fully aware. So, you know, it's a total misunderstanding. We still want $200 though, or we're going to shoot. We're going to do something, but we want our money. It says here, Lucas's unidentified friend reportedly was seen on screen flashing a gun and participating in the call, demanding a ransom. I don't know how you talk your friend into this. Yeah, man, just sit next to me with the gun. Now, after I say, send that money, you wave it around. And it may be pointed at the screen. I don't know. I've never done this before. I held someone for ransom. But I think you just point it at the screen. Or maybe point it off camera to the transgender person I just made love to. This is the stupidest plan ever. This makes me think that the Black Hebrew Israelites are not only a ridiculous racist hate group, but they're also extremely stupid. The victim's friend apparently recorded the call, which they then shared with the police immediately after the call ended. Yeah, how did you think this was going to go, bro? Police quickly responded to the motel where they found the victim. However, Joshua and his accomplice had already fled the scene and probably went back to the bar that he met the transgender at. I can't understand how this happened. I was just hanging out at the back door club, and then next thing you know, I'm with a transgender in a hotel room. Oh, wow. Supersize the dumb in Florida, don't they?
Yay!
A Florida man claims that his bomb threat was an attempt to flirt with a passenger at the airport. Well, I never thought to flirt in this manner. I always try giving them compliments. I never thought, hey, baby, there's a bomb in my pants about to explode. What do you think of that? Hey, baby, I got a bomb in my pants. Got your name all over it. Oh, honey, you dropped a bomb on me. By the way, I also got a bomb. This is so ridiculous, man. We have here a Miami man. He was arrested after trying to flirt with a passenger by joking around that he had a bomb in his bag at a Florida airport. Why would you think that this would work? What girl's going to be impressed by you having a bomb in your bag? I just don't understand that. You come here often? Yeah. I got the bomb diggity. You feel me? You know what I mean? I got that bomb diggity. Security! We have here a Florida man, Alan Barinski. Barinski is a 70-year-old Miami resident. He told the police he was, quote, trying to be funny when he made the joke at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport last week. Alan Barinski, the Florida man, was sitting at gate 11 in Terminal 4 and was overheard by two witnesses telling a passenger, quote, if the bomb in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologize to your family in advance. So this guy's attempt at flirting with a lady at the airport was to threaten her entire family. Wow, man. It's a little backwards in Florida, the whole romance. I've never been on a dating app in Florida. I wonder what that's like. Probably very similar pickup lines you might find. Oh, I feel so bad for women in Florida. Two witnesses that heard Barinski say that became alarmed and reported his remarks to the police. Not only did he say this outrageous thing to a female passenger at the airport, but loud enough for others to hear. You don't even say that word bomb in the airport. Everybody knows that. That's like airport etiquette 101. You don't say the word bomb at any moment while you're there. This guy, man. Got away with the ladies. What was his backup line if this didn't work? Hey, I might just have to hijack this plane and take you and me to an island. Hey, what do you think about that? Don't be alarmed when I pull out a gun on this flight. It's all for you. Na-na-na-na-na-na. All for you. Alan Barinski, the Florida man, acknowledged to the authorities that he knew what he said was wrong, but continued to do it anyway. He's really looking for love in all the wrong places. He's been charged with second-degree felony for making a false bomb report. There is a Florida statute that fines any action to knowingly make a false report concerning placing or planting of any bomb, dynamite, or deadly explosive or weapon of mass destruction, constituting a felony in the second degree. And I'd imagine at the airport, maybe even more stern penalties might be applied. Says here, a similar incident occurred in Fort Myers, Florida recently when a 20-year-old man admitted to the police that he sent a bomb threat to himself. He did that as an attempt to get revenge on someone. Sounds like a very strange setup. Well, it's not stranger than holding a transgender person in a motel room for $200.
Yay!
I want to ride my tricycle. Ah, man, I haven't ridden a tricycle since I was a very small niño. But apparently there's adult tricycles, so I'm going to look these up. Let's go buy adult tricycle. Oh, we got these things are... Oh, there's an electric tricycle. Wow, $2,000. That's a little beefy for me. But yeah, you can get an adult tricycle for $109 on Amazon here. Bed Bath & Beyond sells one for $191. Bed Bath & Beyond sells tricycles. Oh, there's a little basket in the back. You can put your puppy. You could put your all of your meth equipment. You could put all your drug paraphernalia in your tricycle basket. Paraphernalia. Anyways, I was unaware of the tricycle culture that's going on down in Florida. Anyways, I want to thank you guys for joining me for this episode of Florida Friday. I appreciate everybody sending me Florida stories the past 48 hours. Very helpful. Made my job easier. And I think we did a thorough and good job on Florida Friday. Yep. Please feel free to share the episode with a friend over the weekend. I don't know what you're into. I'm doing some shows. If you'd like to attend, go to my Instagram, @FunnyJones. Both shows are in Hollywood, so you'd have to be in the Hollywood area. But yeah, just reach out to me. I can make it work for ya. And what else? Oh, if you would like to support the show, oh, that would be so appreciative. You can do so by going to weirdafnews.com. That's the official website of Weird AF News. And you can buy Jonesy a coffee, or you can join the Patreon. That's a great thing to do. The Patreon, you can also download the Patreon app on your phone, do a search for Weird AF News. And that's like joining a little special Weird AF News fan club, in that once you're a member of the Patreon, you get access to extra Weird AF content that Jonesy puts inside the Patreon. So it's pretty cool. So consider that as a great way to show your support for Weird AF News, for Jonesy and his one man inside a closet production. If you would like to call the show, you can leave a voicemail for me. The number is 646-450-2012. I love to hear from my listeners. And if you'd like to email me, the email is funnyjones@gmail.com. Well, I hope you're having an amazing weekend. I know I am. Yeah.